Met Paul door Hull. Lopend komen we bij het Museum Kroaten. We hebben het al gehad over William Wilberforce. Here's a statue.
Yes, we are in the museum's quarter, stood outside the birthplace of William Wilberforce, so the house which carries his name. And there's a statue of him here. So he was born in this house in the year 1759. And it was in the year 1807 that he passed the abolition of the slave trade bill through Parliament. It's a beautiful house. It goes back to the 1660s when it was built and is now a museum.
You can see the house, how it was at that
time. Yeah, mainly telling you the story of the campaign, though, more than anything. It tells us about the slave trade and how awful, how horrible it actually was. And then it's all part of this big museum's quarter with the big transport museum.
They're all here at the... Yeah. At the territory.
Yeah, all High Street, on Hull's oldest street, which is High Street. Right. And all open 7 days a week. And,
also on Monday.
Yeah, also on Monday. And Sundays in England as well.
Yeah. Lopen we even naar binnen. Je kunt de audio tour downloaden hier van het museum, als je dat wil. En je kunt hier naar binnen. Wij lopen even verder, we hebben ook een aantal tuinen bij het museum. En zoals Paula zei, elke dag opent, ook op maandag. Dit gebied is in principe één groot museum. En zo lopen we het Streetlife Museum in. Het geeft eigenlijk een beeld van de geschiedenis van het vervoer in die tijd. Eens kijken of we hier naar binnen kunnen. Dat is ook leuk voor kinderen. Je ziet bijvoorbeeld daar een oude auto staan. We mogen dan naar binnen. Ja. Thomas Shepard Office. Die hebben we al gezien. Hier komen we dan in het Streetlife Museum. Wow.
Wow. Yes.
It's real.
Yes. This is the Streetlife Museum, the big transport museum. So they have buses, trams, recorded conversations. You can even travel on a stagecoach upstairs, although you are traveling through Yorkshire on a stagecoach.
Okay, it's the history from 200 years.
Hundreds of years, and everything, all the different transport exhibits and everything, yeah. You could spend the whole day in the museum's quarter with the
What's
museum.
What's called this?
This is the tram we're looking at now,
Was it a tram in Hull?
We had a tram. This was a tram in Hull, that was the old colours, the old livery that they used to have as well. And they bring this out, they have a tram track into the gardens and they bring it out on special occasions.
Okay. It tells the story of street life because, why is it in Hull?
We have so much transport exhibits in this. We have a great museum service, and they've collected hundreds of items over the years. And we hold being flat again. There's a big bicycle exhibition. Yeah. There's the buses, the trams, everything. So in lots of street scenes as well.
People can also get on the bus here.
You can get on everything. It's all very user friendly. Lots of families like to use the museums.
Yeah. Ik zie zelfs in de verte nog een knipperbol. Die hadden wij vroeger in Nederland ook. In Engeland zie je ze nog wel eens. En we kijken eigenlijk op een grote hal met zelfs een vliegtuigje dat eigenlijk door de straat vliegt. De straat hebben ze nagemaakt, een aantal huizen. Enfin, je moet dat wel komen zien.